The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Happy Friday, Cowboys Nation, TGIF, and welcome to another episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jess Navarez, and we made it to the end of our week, but I come bearing good news. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, today is Friday, January 27th. Happy Friday, everyone. And we have a few things to discuss. Thursday was a busy day, needless to say, but let's get into it. Of course, starting with the best news I have for you, and in case you missed it, that means, well, you can breathe a breath of fresh air. You can join Cowboys Nation in the celebration because on Thursday, it was reported by Tom Pelissero that Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn is staying in Dallas. That's right, folks. He's not going anywhere, despite being a top candidate for the head coaching positions with the Cardinals and the Colts. Josina Anderson tweeting out that sources told her that some of the reasons why Dan Quinn chose to stay in Dallas includes the reaffirmation of what a great gig he already has going with the Cowboys, and that he, quote, loves the organization and loves the guys, quote. So we can all rest peacefully this offseason and sleep better knowing that Dan Quinn is not going anywhere. Now, we did also learn earlier this week that the Cowboys will not be bringing back a number of coaches who had expiring contracts. Those coaches being assistant head coach Rob Davis, senior defensive assistant George Edwards, offensive lineman coach Joe Philbin, running backs coach Skip Pete, assistant D-line coach Leon Lett, and quality control coach and analytics Kyle Valero. So, of course, we heard from head coach Mike McCarthy on Thursday about the coaching changes, and he did discuss a lot of other topics as well. But here's the thing. There was no part of the video that had the audio when Mike McCarthy was asked about Kellen Moore and his job security, since, of course, we know that's still a looming question. Jori Epstein coming in total clutch for us, though, because she tweeted out that, quote, Mike McCarthy declined to confirm if Kellen Moore is a 2023 Cowboys offensive coordinator. Mike even saying, quote, I really don't want to play this game. It's been a long couple of days. Kellen Moore, just like the rest of the coaches, will be evaluated. Every coach will be evaluated. The evaluation takes more than one day, quote. And just for the record, in case you're wondering, even if the Cowboys aren't planning on keeping Kellen Moore around this season, it looks like he won't be heading to Carolina after all. It was announced that the Carolina Panthers hired ex-Colts coach Frank Wright as their newest head coach. So there's that. But let's go back to Mike McCarthy, because he was asked about his relationship with Jerry Jones, and he mentioned the ability he has to have tough conversations with Jerry. Also throwing in this little nugget and a comment that he said Jerry said to him about how long he wants his tenure to last in Dallas. So take a listen to this.
Well, the relationships, the conversations were more about design, you know, philosophy, and structure, you know, and how it applied to, you know, the advancement of the staff too. But, you know, as far as my relationship with Jerry, just using his word, we're in an excellent spot. You know, he's the partnership that we have, he's excited about. He told me a number of times this week that he wants me to coach here as long as Coach Landry did. And I said, okay, it's a long time, I feel really good about our relationships. I think our ability to discuss and disagree is we do a good job of that. So, and I think that's important, because when you get into these these situations of free agency and, you know, these tough, tough decisions, you got to be able to have those conversations.
He was also asked about the assessment of Dak Prescott's performance this season. So here's what he said about that so far as well.
I think assessment is something we need to continue to look at through the evaluation process. I think we need to go back and, you know, comparables of, you know, did we grow as much as, you know, we'd like to? And, you know, from last year to this year, I think the majority of those, situational outlooks will be positive in nature. I think, you know, the big thing, you know, it's always, you know, when you get to these spots, you know, the quarterback has a bright light on him. So I think it's just important to take the time to make sure we go, you know, back through everything. So, you know, we came up short. So, and we're all part of that. It starts with me. So, statistically, I thought he did some great things.
And last but certainly not least, Mike McCarthy was asked what he's the most proud of this team. Well, for this season, here's what he said.
I'll tell you, I'd say their connection. This is an extremely tight group. Connection, clearly, I think it's clearly reflected, you know, throughout the exit interviews, just in their comments, their work ethic. I mean, been doing this a long time. You got lots of GPSs, everything, but you have rules and values of regulation that really give you, you know, an idea where you are as far as going through your work efficiency and everything. This is a team that had very high work ethic, very consistent work ethic. And that was from week one all the way through. So, yeah, there's a lot to be proud of, you know, as far as the intangibles you look forward to, you know, towards winning. I think, you know, just the obvious would be winning 13 games. I mean, that's the level of success that you like to, you know, continue to build off of. But yeah, there's a lot to be thankful for and a lot that I'm appreciative of.
And that is about all I have for you as far as your news cycle goes from the last time we talked on Wednesday. Now, if you're wanting even more Cowboys content to get you through the rest of this week, we have you covered. Starting with a new episode of Girls Talking Boys with Kelsey Charles and Meg Murray, that drops later this morning, as well as a new episode of The Star Seminar with Danny Phantom and Rabble Rouser, that drops later this afternoon. And since you won't hear from me again until Monday, make sure to check out The World's Team with Meg Murray and Paul Stewart, that drops on Saturday. If you haven't already, make sure to go subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast network, wherever you may listen to your podcast, so you never miss an episode. Of course, please go leave us a review and all 5 stars with that rating if you haven't already. You can also go give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, a like on Facebook, or go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And that's officially all I have for you today, my friends. But don't you worry, I will be back Monday with even more Dallas Cowboys Daily. Have a great rest of your weekend. Enjoy your nice, peaceful sleep knowing that Dan Quinn is not going anywhere. I know I sure as heck will. Have a great rest of your Friday, an amazing weekend. Get some rest. You absolutely deserve it. And I'll talk to you next week, Cowboys Nation.